here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing, crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every weekend. Well, Daffodil, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm better now that we have given the darn dog a bath.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what he rolled in.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what he rolled in, but it was pretty smelly in a small van.
Oh, I'm just glad we found a dog wash. Man, well, you did all the work. I just gave him treats.
Exactly. That's your job.
I didn't get wet.
I got soaked, but that's okay. I'm on dry clothes now.
Well, we can trade next time.
I'll make you do all the work.
Here we go. And on the show this week, we're focusing on... You thought there was only one Western television series in America in the 1960s? No. There was another one. There was a competing one. One called Gunsmoke. And they had a lovely little curmudgeon by the name of Festus Hagen. He was your typical old Western curmudgeon. But the thing is, he recorded an album. And we're going to play it a little later on. On top of that, why do you want to play that? It's another one of those generation gap type songs from the late 1960s. Sammy Davis Jr., the Rat Pack dude, he gets a little emotional on Don't Blame the Children, Please. But we're starting off with a couple instrumentals with some early 1970s hits. One from Gordon Lightfoot. You know him, Daffodil.
Yes.
He wrote Cotton Jenny.
I did not know that.
But we're starting off with the old John Denver song, Country Road, on...
Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
We have major traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. Heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
Please, with George H. Jenner at the console of the Baldwin PR-200 organ and Cotton Jenny, made famous by Canadian artist Anne Murray.
Yes, but written by Gordon Lightfoot.
Exactly, and before that we had him doing John Denver's Country Road from the classic album Fingers Four Touch on Sounds. That's what it's called.
Cool.
It's got a picture of George on it. He apparently doesn't have any hair and is smiling with glasses. There you go. What?
Nothing, just interesting.
My name is Surf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. You are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and fun things like this.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
I should mention George is wearing clothes on that, by the way.
That's why I was giggling.
Anyway, we're looking this time around at Festus Hagen from Gunsmoke, who put out an album because, you know, Shatner did it, Nimoy did it, the Bonanza group did it. Why not Festus?
Yeah, here's the thing. Festus has the chops for it.
Really?
Well, he was born Curtis Wayne Gates.
Gotcha.
He performed with the Tommy Dorsey Band.
Wow. That was a big band in the 40s.
He succeeded Frank Sinatra as the vocalist.
Wow. Wow. There's something you don't expect.
And it was actually Tommy Dorsey who told him to change his name to Ken Curtis.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
He even sang with the Sons of the Pioneers as the lead singer from 49 to 53.
And that was a big country act in the late 1940s into the 50s, too. Wow, he got around.
Yeah, big hits they had with him, Room Full of Roses and the Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Ghost Riders in the Sky was pretty big around then. Obviously, they cut their version of it. But wow, he had real chops. Then why does he sound like a curmudgeon when he sings?
Well, because he's acting.
Ah.
He's singing in character. The character's not the one who can sing. It's the man who can sing.
Gotcha.
And it takes a lot of talent.
Yes.
To be a good singer and sound bad.
Oh, well, we played Jim Nabors before. He had many...
Equally, Jim Nabors has fantastic voice.
Yeah.
Unless he was singing as Gomer Pyle.
That's true. But Jim Nabors had many record offers in the 70s and 80s. I knew all about Jim Nabors watching television commercials. Not so much for Festus Hagen, though.
No.
But we're going to find out more about Festus shortly, but we're going to play some songs. We're starting off with You're Nothing But an It.
Oh, my.
On?
Cheese, please.
A mule and a fool, they ain't no comparison. A mule's got a heap of brains, a fool not a whit. The Lord built him on the run and must have had a heap of fun. A mule ain't a he or she, he's nothing but a it. Poor mule, work all day, pull and tug for your oats and hay. You get your lonesome stall when the lantern's lit, but you get no love 'cause you're nothing but a it. Oh, 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 poor mule. Well, now I had me a mule and her name was Edward Lucifer. A time or two he kicked me, but it didn't hurt a bit. All he done was break my arm and didn't mean a bit of harm. And I plumb forgive her 'cause he's nothing but a it. Poor mule, work all day, sad the sound of your lonesome prey. I don't blame you none if you throw a fit, I bet you get no love 'cause you're nothing but a it. Oh, 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 poor mule. The long-eared mule helped to build America, a sweating and a straining and a chawing on a bit. Scalded by the summer sun and froze to death when winter come, a balking and complaining 'cause he's nothing but a it. Poor mule, work all day, sad the sound of your lonesome bray. I don't blame you none if you throw a fit, but you get no love 'cause you're nothing but a it. Oh, 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 fool mule.
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
Now you can't be my darling 'cause you think you're smart. You tried out every trick you knew that it'd break my heart. But I don't care or give a hoot about the thing you do. If you think it bothers me, well, I've got news for you. Pooey on you, little darling.
Little darling.
You can't make a monkey out of me.
No, no, no.
If you could, you would do it. But the good Lord beat you to it. So pooey on you, little darling.
Little darling.
Now our romance is over, and I don't even care. I don't like the game of love, cause you don't play it fair. Every time I telephone, you was always gone. So don't come crying back to me, cause I'm a moving on. Pooey on you, little darling.
Little darling.
I'll tell you one thing that you can do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Throw your heart in the river. I'd rather have liver. So pooey on you, little darling.
Little darling.
Now run on back to mama, crying like a kid. Lie to her and talk about the awful things I did. Tell her that I broke your heart, but you was always true. If you think that I'll come back, well, I still got news for you. Pooey on you, little darling.
Little darling.
I found me another gal, you see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's got rosy jaws and red hair and squeezes like a she-bear. So pooey on you, little darling.
Please, with Festus Hagen and Fooey on You Little Darling, and before that, You're Nothing But an Ant on the show this week.
Which is a mule, not another woman.
Yeah, exactly. As we take a look at Festus Hagen, the character from the television series Gunsmoke that started off in 1959. Did you know, Daffodil, that John Wayne himself endorsed Gunsmoke?
No, I didn't know
he
that.
He went on television. Yeah, partner, I really think this is a great TV series, partner. Keep watching for Gunsmoke. And yeah, he went on. I don't think he really wanted to do the role. They asked him, but he said no.
No, he wasn't doing TV at that point.
No, but James Arness was the lead character back then. And he certainly took the role. But you have more about Festus.
Curtis actually played Cowhand Phil Jakes in a season 4 episode of Gunsmoke.
Oh, wow.
Before then going on to become, you know, a series regular as Festus.
Okay, so he started out as a hand and then became Festus.
I think there was a couple of years gap in there, but anyway, yes.
I was kind of worried there. He'd have to appear on screen with himself in a little split-screen technology like they did in the 60s.
He was in 304 episodes of Gunsmoke.
That kept him busy, to say the least. Any other quick facts? No, right?
No.
Okay.
Although Carol O'Connor was a guest star on Gunsmoke, and then later Curtis guest starred as a retired police detective on In the Heat of the Night.
Oh, wow. Get me that episode. I want to see it.
He played the voice of Nutsy the Vulture in Disney's 1973 animated film Robin Hood.
Ooh, wow. He got around still.
He did.
My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and we now need to do something else.
Like this.
And now for something completely different. It's Keys Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Let's set up the scene, Daffodil.
Okay.
Late 1960s. The big
Vietnam War. A lot of kerfuffle and bad things happening and protests and things.
Yeah.
And no one understands the children.
Yes. Big generation gap back then. You know, draft dodgers, draft, Vietnam War. No one really understood the kids.
Women's rights.
Working for the man. The whole ball of wax. You know, it's just there was a generation gap. There was a couple records we've played already over the years. It was Art Linkletter was one of them, had one. Dick Clark had one. saying, come on, old parents, get with the kids. Understand.
Yes, and now we have another one from Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, exactly. Don't blame the children on...
Cheese, please.
Papers and we hear on the air of killing and stealing and crime everywhere. And we sigh and we say as we notice the trend, this young generation, where will it end? But can we be sure that it's their fault alone? I mean that maybe a part of it isn't our own. Are we less guilty from placing their way? Too many things that lead them astray. Like too much money to spend. And too much idle time. Too many movies. The kind of passion and crime. Too many books, man, that's not even fit to be read. Too much evil in what they hear said. And too many children encourage the wrong by too many parents who won't even stay at home. Make the liquor, and they don't run the bars, and they don't make the laws, and they don't buy the cars. They don't peddle junk that, well, that addles the brain. That's all done by older folks, man, greedy for gain. Delinquent teenagers, oh man, how quick we do condemn the sins of a nation and then go and blame it on them. By the laws of the blameless, the Savior makes known. Now you tell me, who is there among us to cast the first stone? For in so many cases, it's sad, but it's true, that the title delinquent fits older folks too.
With Sammy Davis Jr., not one of his most famous songs.
I can understand why.
Man.
It's kind of hard to go from the Candyman can to this.
Yeah, really? All happy on the Candyman and, oh, get serious. Don't blame the children. The adults have problems, too. I don't know. It's really cheesy 50-odd years later.
I think it was probably cheesy at the time.
Well, yeah, and the background, the over-the-top singers and orchestra and everything else. But I don't know. The kids wouldn't be into that.
No.
It's trying to relate to the adults, right?
It's trying to make the adults understand to stop blaming the children.
Ah, yes. Okay, I understand.
So it's not aimed at the children.
No, and they called themselves the now generation back then. I never understood that. As opposed to tomorrow generation, or
I don't know.
The
I wasn't around back then. I don't know.
Neither was I. But you know, I just come across those things and various things that I research online on, and it just sticks in my head, and they pop out at weird places.
Fair enough.
My name is Snarf Dude,
and I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please. And now you are going to attempt to open the glove compartment.
Oh, that's right. What do you mean attempt? I'm going to open it.
All right, then, to go for it.
Okay, here we go. Oh, I'll try not to tear your ears out. Oh! Okay,
or
I lied.
Or lose a finger.
I lied. I tore your ears out. Oh. And we're ending off the show this week with Spike Jonze and his City Slickers in Tennessee Waltz. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. I'm sure there will be shenanigans.
No, there are always shenanigans, aren't there, Daffodil?
There are always shenanigans.
Then why lie?
I don't lie. I said there will be.
Oh, I see. Until next week.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee. Introduced him to my loved one, and while they were waltzing, my friends stole my sweetheart from me. Oh, ha! I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz.
Now I'm knowing how much I
I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Tennessee, I think.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.